I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Here we are in the cold and flu season, but also the season where publicly held corporations report their quarterly results, earnings season. This morning, the big oil companies ExxonMobil and Chevron report earnings, and some investors are optimistic that big oil has been able to ride out the plummeting prices. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
When gas prices nosedived from October to December last year, drivers cheered and the big oil companies booed because earnings slid across the board, says Pavel Malchanov at the investment firm Raymond James.
When the price of oil is down $10 versus the previous quarter, there is simply no way to compensate for that.
But for the entire year, the picture could be different. Shell just reported annual earnings scorched up 36%. Now, Exxon's oil production is trending down. Chevron's is up. In general, Phil Flynn at the Price Futures Group says big oil companies look okay, mainly because they're not overspending.
Right now, it's good for these oil companies that they're being penny wise and pound foolish because they have to show profits.
That's what investors want. But longer term, if big oil doesn't invest in the next big crude oil discoveries, there are fears the world may not have enough, say in 7 years, when most of us will likely still be driving fossil fuel cars. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.